Dr. Durrance.
Hello.
This is Star Yelland at KOA Denver, and I'm calling you because I have information telling me that you are a mountain climber. Is that right, Doctor?
Former mountain climber.
Former? You're retired.
Retired for the time until my children grow up. I have 5 children, and they're still quite young. Little anchors, as it were.
I see.
They keep me at home.
I see. Are you a Coloradoan, Doctor?
No, I'm a Floridian.
Oh, Florida. How long have you lived here in Denver?
About 13 years.
I see. Well, Doctor, where have you done mountain climbing?
Oh, I've climbed a bit in the Alps, the German and Austrian Alps, a little bit in the Dolomites. A good part of my climbing has been in the Tetons in Wyoming.
Oh, I see. Well, Doctor, one reason we're calling, some weeks ago we had a talk with Mr. Hillary down in Nepal, who climbed Mount Everest. Now, what did you think of the climb he made?
Well, I thought it was excellent.
One of the reasons we're calling is that you are a mountain climber. We wondered about all the equipment Mr. Hillary used. Is that all recognized by regular mountain climbers as the correct way of doing it?
Well, that's a matter of controversy of how much artificial aid that one can use and still be a climber. The British opposed most artificial aids, and yet it was the British that climbed the highest peak with artificial aid of oxygen, and that's a matter of considerable difference in opinion. One could use an airplane to get to the top or a parachute, and one could possibly get to the top without oxygen, but since they haven't, I imagine that oxygen is necessary for the higher Himalayan peaks.
I see. Well, now, why is it, Doctor, that people climb mountains? That probably is a very trite question, but may I ask you that, sir?
Oh, it's a personal preference. I would say that youngsters climb mountains because it's a challenge to their physical prowess. They become enthused in the outdoors and see some challenge in going out entirely on their own and attaining some height and combating the elements of nature, as it were, principally the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And it requires a lot of experience. I think a youngster at first only wishes to establish a record for himself as having climbed certain peaks. Later, he begins to appreciate the contrast between being exposed to severe cold and hardships and then once more back in the valley and appreciating the comforts of home, which one doesn't appreciate unless you've had an opportunity to be where it was less comfortable.
I see. Well, what would you say the age would be of retirement for mountain climbing?
Well, that's quite different than in other sports. I think that a man climbs a good bit on his experience. It's usually the youngsters who are involved in accidents from lack of experience and ability to say that the weather is bad, the climb is risky, and I will turn back. Instead, they go on and get into trouble. If you live long enough and become an old mountaineer, you know how to exactly gauge the weather, your own physical ability, and there have been a good many very good climbers get quite high in the Himalayas that were past 40.
Is that right?
On our trip to K2 in 1939, one member was 45 years old, and he did much better than some of the youngsters who were along.
I see. Now, where would you say, there was any particular part of the country where we had better mountain climbers than we have in other parts?
Well, your best mountaineers are usually near the mountains, and at first, mountaineering in this country was very much like it was in England. People went to the Alps and climbed with guides and later by themselves, and so that there are mountaineers at first were concentrated on the East Coast where there are no difficult mountains. Later, within the past 10 years, more recently within the past 5 years, there has been considerable activity in California and in Oregon and Washington.
I see.
And so now I think probably our better mountaineers are either in Washington and those coastal states where the big mountains are or will be in the future.
Well, Doctor, have you done much climbing around Denver, Colorado here?
Oh, very little indeed. I've climbed mostly in Wyoming and Devil's Tower.
Uh-huh.
But not very much around Denver.
Have you ever been in a spot, Doctor, where you wondered if you were going to get out?
Many times.
Many times?
There was one incident in the Alps, on the border between Austria and Germany, where another chap and I, at the age of 15 and 16, had to sit out all night on the peak in a snowstorm with only shirts on. It was due to inexperience, and I learned my lesson when I was rather young.
You learned to bring your equipment with you.
I never went without it after that one.
I see. One thing I'm curious about, Doctor, in mountain climbing, would it be more dangerous climbing in snow or on rock?
Well, there again, it depends entirely on the terrain and the circumstances that prevail. I think it's a hard question to answer, and the circumstances would decide that.
I see. And a lot would have to do with the weather, too, and all.
The weather is the biggest enemy of the mountaineer.
I see. Well, Doctor, it's so nice to talk to you. By the way, where did you go to school, sir?
To Dartmouth for my pre-medical education, and 2 years at Dartmouth Medical School, and transferred then to the Colorado School of Medicine for the last part of my training.
Well, fine. So you were transplanted from Florida to Colorado, and you say you like it here, huh?
Like it very, very much.
I see. Well, thanks so much, Dr. Durrance, for talking with us. And we wanted to make this call as sort of a follow-up to the call that we attempted to get through to Nepal as a result of the climb of Mount Everest. So we appreciate your observations, too, on this job of mountain climbing.
May I say just one additional word?
Yes, sir.
We had the Sherpa porters with us on K2 in 1939, and I was most pleased to read that one of the Sherpas was among the two who reached the top of Mount Everest, because I think they rightfully deserve to have been up there.
In other words, they know how to do the job.
Well, they know how, and they've sacrificed a good many men on other expeditions, and they're cheerful, wonderful little people.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Well, we appreciate your observations, Doctor, and by the way, you are practicing here in Denver.
Yes, I am.
I see.
All right.
Right, sir. Good night.
Bye.